Okay. This week we have a very, very important and interesting agenda. It's a fascinating Inyan that takes us around the sugya of the bracha of Mezaynus versus Hamaitzi. It's very much the sugya that we learned this week. The Gemara is Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. I actually had the interest for this sugya a long time ago, but I guess this week I put it lamaisa. The question very simply is there such a mitzvah that a mitzi bread or matzah product can become a mezaynus? Just to give you a sampler, in camp, I mean, I'm still in camp, so I have these questions. The bachur asked that they have challah kugel, which is made from old challah. And in fact, one boy tells me he recognized the challah that he had Friday night. He sees it there Tuesday morning. Okay, I don't know how true that is. That's my own joke. But okay, that's the way they're talking lately. The kitzah, it's real challah that's made into challah kugel, which includes stuffing, matzah brei, French toast. They had it this morning for breakfast. I can smell it from upstairs. In other words, things that does a bracha of hamaitzi ever change? Someone told me he was horrified is the right word. He saw from the some sefer that on a knedel you have to make hamaitzi. That was shocking, even to those that you learn the sugya, right? The Chassam Sofer holds like that, the Magen Avraham holds like that, in fact. Okay, well, that's why we're here today. In other words, the product from matzah meal, what the bracha is. A number of other issues, I guess, to shift more to contemporary issues, there are bagel chips, melba toast, flatbread, croutons. There's a very interesting cereal that's called grape nut flakes. I don't know if you're familiar, but that might be hamoitzi. I know it sounds a little strange. V'chulu v'chulu, as you can see, I have a longer list. Let's get to the point. Simply stating, the rule of thumb in Hilchos Brachos is something that is a bracha generally remains the same bracha. The Gemara Daf a little later on and says that Daf Lamed Tes, if you take a fruit and you slice it, big slices, small slices, is irrelevant. An eight is an eight, and adam is adam. French fry and potato chips, potato sticks, even a tiny little scrap is the same bracha. We'll see that guy. That's next week's sugya. There's one exception. That's the Gemara. That's the Maramak for next week. I'll put it in writing soon. You could change something by processing it, by grinding it, pureeing it, liquefying it. But that's not the issue. Simply something that's a bracha remains. Okay. In fact, the Tur in our siman, that's the taste, Kim Kuf Samaches, writes beferish. If you have matzah or bread and you ground it dak, even though it does not resemble bread anymore, the bracha is still amaytzi lechem in aretz. In other words, someone was going to eat breadcrumbs or matzah meal, plain. We'll soon see there are many mishalom to this. The bracha remains a amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Now, I should caution, in contemporary society, breadcrumbs usually are not from bread. Isn't that interesting? Breadcrumbs, if you buy them commercially, many of them are made originally as breadcrumbs. They're not like you took old bread and you grind it. I'll have to clarify that as soon as you go along. But that the point is, it seems that the whole issue seems to be more academic in nature. Because once something was bread, it's bread. Why should I have a question by French toast and by matzah brei? L'chayr tzavadei hamoitzi. That will leave us with a very difficult question. What do we do with kneid lachen, etc.? What's more perturbing, I found Tosfos in our Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Damascha Omar Rava, quotes the practice of Rabbeinu David Mimitz, who was one of the Rishonim, just about in the center of the Amid. He was someone who gave a shiur, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, and apparently he was pressed for time. At the same time, he wanted to have a decent breakfast, I guess he wanted to have Pas Shachris. So Tosfos says, in the Damascha Omar Rava, because we can learn it inside. His practice was lalabein peruim b'mayim b'layla, and the Bach says kol alayla. He would soak the breadcrumbs in water overnight. Kidei la'achlam b'shachar b'lay birchas hamaitzi b'lay birchas hamazon. And in other words, he soaked the breadcrumbs in water, and the next morning, as Tosfos says, he ate this for breakfast, not to be late, not and to have a good breakfast. He wanted to have a balanced diet, not just anything. This is bread. So he was the one that historically devised the first mezaynus bread. If you want to look for something that's really the halacha accepts, this is the first mezaynus bread. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Aleph. You soak breadcrumbs in water long enough. What's long enough? So Tosfos says that the water actually became white. Oh, I'm going to get to Chalitza. One second. I'm going to get to that. I'm trying to make this a little more. What? Breadcrumbs? It should go down to Adam, he's saying. Well, apparently, the answer to that, I never thought of that question, I have to be honest, but the answer to that is that a brach, a food that was changed, goes down a level. From Hamoitzi to Mezainis. And I'll prove that. That's the Gemara that we once learned, that I forgot to mention it. A raw vegetable would be Hadama, correct? Like Gemara says. How about a raw kernel of wheat? Or a raw kernel of rice? What does the Gemara say? Hadama. Fregin the Achrayim, what's the logic? Raw foods, raw vegetables is a shackle. Why all of a sudden raw kernels of wheat and raw rice is Adama? The answer is it goes down a level. So from Adama you can't go lower than that. But from a Mezainis you could go down to Adama. So that would probably answer your question. Anyhow, getting back to the point, we see L'chaira inconsistencies, I could say so. We see that a bracha always remains, Hamaitzi remains. And yet Taisa seems to introduce us to a phenomenon that the bracha does change. That you could have actually mezainized bread. So that's the job of today, to try to clarify this, which is really very much the sugya of this week.
What if that case? Was the dal after anything?
I'm going to get to it right now. Okay, one right now. Let's learn the Gemara. No. He soaked it in water. I'll give you all soon see mashalim. Everything's going to have a mashal to this. That's the phenomenal. I found this very interesting, because the Gemara and Tosfos, each one's going to have practical applications. Let me just give you this another 3 minutes. I think then we could go to Lamaisa. Let's please focus on the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about chavitza, which Arya you will mechaven to. Zok the Gemara, hi chavitza. First the Gemara, that's I guess one third down. Hi chavitza. And the Gemara says, if there's a kezayis, you make a hamoitzi. No kezayis, you make a mezainis. Okay? Now we'll have to go down a few more lines. Then the Gemara has a little discussion. My havila, what's halacha lemaisa? Let's get to the point. That, incidentally, is two thirds down. The first word of the line is havila, okay? My havila. Omer avseishis. Hai chavitza, this chavitza, which all we know really at this point is that it has pieces of bread smaller than a kezayis. Hai chavitza, zok di gemara. What's talacha with this chavitza? Which again, I tell you, is negeya to tens of products today, particularly. Hai chavitza, what's talacha with this chavitza? I lost the place myself. See that? Tell fathers and... Oh, I forgot the last week we were in kezayis. Mevarech olam moitzi lechem min haaretz. It's even smaller than a kezayis to make a moitzi. Evidently the hesber is because bread remains bread. But v'hu de'ika teirisa d'nehama, zok di gemara. There's one precondition. If this chavitza still resembles bread, it's still, you could still notice the bread on it, it's taka hamoitzi. If there's no kezayis and you can't recognize the bread, there's no teresa, the nahama, the bracha remains bere mine mezainis. Now, what does that mean, teresa, the nahama? That's an important question that we have to clarify. So, Rashi, of course, just defines it, but what's the halachic definition? So, we could glean from Tosfos, the definition would be that you soak the bread in water. After all, Tosfos says that the water becomes white because of this soaking. So apparently the bread crumbs changed. So now we see the following conclusions. Bread remains bread. Kezayis, kebeya, breadcrumb, the Torah says, there's no difference. Bread remains bread. The one condition that is a mezainis, if it is smaller than the kezayis, additionally, there's no teresa de nahama. What is chavitza? We keep on saying chavitza, this undefined term. Rashi says you cook the bread in water. According to Rashi, a mashal would be you take a breadcrumb, simple, a breadcrumb, this is a people that you do this, breadcrumbs, soak it in water. I'm sorry, cook it in water, like Rashi. The breadcrumbs, that, those bread crusts, is a question if it's hamaitzi. Now, what would be the answer according to Rashi? Is a cooked bread crust hamaitzi? Is it a crust of water hamaitzi? According to Rashi, no. What does it depend on? Teresa the Nehama. Don't forget, the Gemara adds that. Who is the Teresa the Nehama? Right. So bread, the crust of bread is less than a gezayis. If there is no Teresa the Nehama, it's a mezainis. Problem? Teresa the Nehama, it does have. Bread crust probably remains. So according to Rashi, we don't have much of a kula from this Gemara. Tosis takes exception to Rashi. And the details I don't want to get into now. He proves from the Gemara, from a careful reading of the Gemara that we learned this week. But Tosis' conclusion is, Rashi is right. Cooked bread, the bracha changes. But it's much more kulik than Rashi. Zok Tosis, cooked bread is a mezainis, even if it has Teresa the Nehama. Cooked bread, according to Tosis, irrespective of the appearance, the bracha is hamaitzi mezainis. I don't care what. So what is the Gemara's Chavitza's case? Chavitza is, you didn't cook it. You ground it up, right? And you mixed it with other ingredients, and Tosis will call that medubak. I would say the word dibuk, but that's not a nice word in our times. Medubak, what does that mean? I'll give you a very perfect mashal. Someone who works in a bakery, he told me that the metzias in some, I'm not saying which bakery, but in some rumbles that you have by a simcha, they take the breadcrumbs, and they take the old bread and old chal, they grind it, make it into breadcrumbs, and they add the sugar, the rum, the whatever it is, and they make it into breadcrumbs, into this rumble. In other words, the bulk of the rumbles is breadcrumbs. Does that mean you're going to make a mitzi lechem in haaretz? Why not? And I'll tell you a secret. According to Rashi, l'chari should make a mitzi lechem in haaretz. You didn't cook it. You didn't soak it. Why not? Why are these rumbles b'yirei mina mezainis? That's Tosfos halacha. That chavitza is without cooking, merely sticking. If there is no Teresa the Nehama, it's a Bari Mina Mezainis. Obviously, these rumbles do not have Teresa the Nehama. That's certain. So here we have the following conclusions. And let's chazer it over before we go to the step-by-step each different case. We see the following conclusions which we should be clear about. Bread remains bread. Even a breadcrumb, the Torah says that, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Sif Yud says that, quoting the Torah, bread is bread, even a breadcrumb. But, as the Rabbeinu Yoyin in our Gemara, points it out, there are three possibilities that something, the bread can change. Number one, if you cooked it, cooked bread, we pass it like Tosfos, cooked bread is a bari mina mezainis, if less than a kezayis. More than a kezayis is vadeh hamoitzi. Less than a kezayis cooked bread is a bari mina mezainis. That's what number one. Number two, if you didn't cook it, you didn't make such a dramatic change, what did you do? You, we'll call it the medubak, you took the breadcrumbs and you added other ingredients, like a rumble, we'll soon see other mishalim. The bracha is also mezainis if there's no taya lechem. The third possibility, if you soak the bread. The Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Sif Yud, paskins like the Tosfos, soaked bread, if the water became white, is also bairei minei mezainis. Now, let me just add a little hezbo, which will enhance the beauty of this sugya. What's takad pshat? I can understand cooking. What's the pshat? Why is all of a sudden you're cooking, fine. No Teresa. Why is cooking such a dramatic change in the bread? Why should it be like that? What's the logic of it? Tosfos says, if something is cooked, it's a mezainis, even if it has Teresa the Nehama. A breadcrumb that's cooked is a vadim mezainis. What's the pshat in that? Why is cooking such a dramatic change that it's automatically a mezainis? Why? Good, very good. Okay, a breadcrumb, you can understand, is a mighty breadcrumb. We'll soon see. A little more. So what you're saying is correct, because that's the side we mentioned the first week. But let's go a little deeper in this sugya. The whole difference in halacha between bread and mezainis, in one word, is cooking. You could have lakshin. Lakshin is mezainis. You could have a bagel, theoretically, a bagel that's not baked, that's only cooked, is a mezainis. Our bagels are baked. Something that's maisa kedera is a mezainis, period. Cooking something makes it a mezainis. In fact, if you're kaveya suda on 100 bowls of lakshin, besides getting a stomach ache, you will not wash. Why not? If you're kaveya suda on cake, you have to wash. What's the difference? Maisa kedera inherently is never hamaitzi lechem min haaretz. Never can, never will be. The whole metzias of hamaitzi is the baking process. Mezainis, you could have cooked mezainis, that's fine. When is something ever possible to be hamaitzi if it's baked? And I could prove it. I could prove it to you that the main metzias of lechem is baking. Listen to this. Matzah, at least for Ashkenazim, is hamaitzi. You take the matzah and you soak matzah in water. Just for a moment or two. The Gemara in Brachas, our Gemara says, you yoytze to the mitzvah of matzah. Let's say you cook the matzah. Cooked matzah, the Gemara here and the Gemara in other places says, cooked matzah, you're not yoytze to the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. What happened? What changed? So the Gemara, the pshat is, because it's no more lechem. Lechem is baking. You cooked it, it's not lechem anymore. So we see the whole metzias of lechem is baking. If you cooked it, it went lost the bracha, lost the metzias of lechem. You're not yet to the mitzvah. That will explain another thing. Every Shabbos we have the problem. You have a hot bowl of soup. You could add cold chicken. Ain bishul acha bishul, right? That's the halacha. Why can't I add croutons or matzah or challah? Then we start getting nervous. You can't add croutons, why not? Yesh bishul acha fiyah. What does that mean? I was baked already. What could be different? You know what could be different? You're giving it a whole new metzias, a whole new effect. I am cooking it. Till now you baked it. Now I cooked it. Ah, that's a whole different ballgame. So I proved it to you from Hilchas Pesach and from Hilchas Shabbos that cooking something changes it dramatically. It's no longer yaitz to the mitzvah matzah. You're no longer allowed to do it on Shabbos. Cooking is a different process, different than baking. That, Rabbi Yisai, would explain this sugya very well. So to chazer over, and then we're going to fly through a bunch of cases. It seemed that cooking something, halacha we paskin, is a mezainis, if it's less than a gezayis. More than a gezayis, no difference. That's cooking. Sticking, medubak, we paskin like cases again. If there's no Teresa Dinahama, is a mezainis. Soaking, if it soaks long enough, it's also a mezainis. But if none of the previous methods were employed, bread is bread, even a crumb, even a mamish matzah meal. Okay, now to apply it should be, pleasurable. Someone asked the question, he thought had a good point, he probably did. We know pizza, to make a long story short, pizza, the minig olam, on one slice you make a mezainis. What's the reason? Maybe we'll get to that when we learn the sugya. He makes his own pizza. He takes the chavez, pita bread, club bread, whatever. And he says, I eat one slice of it. I want to make a mezainis. But it doesn't sound right. You make your own pizza at home with bread and cheese and then ketchup. Do you make a mezainis or a mighty? It's the same function as the pizza I buy in the store. Just because this is a Heimish pizza that doesn't have the Italian the yichus to it, something wrong? In other words, if I make my own pizza from bread, why is it different than pizza you buy in the pizza shop? Snack, one slice, same size, he's right. You know what the difference is? Because this was bread. Once it was challah, bread is bread. Ah, you baked it. Baking is the wrong word. Baking only reinforces its status as bread. Ah, you're going to say, I stuck the ketchup and the cheese to it? That's a good point. You know what the problem is? Why is he not right? He is right. He stuck it. It's more than a kazayis. Tosfos Gemara, the Gemara stipulates, chavis is only a mezaynus, is less than a kazayis. So in homemade pizza, we see the sugya alive. Homemade pizza is, according to Tosfos, chavitza. I would concede to that. According to Rashi, it's no question about it. It's according to Tosfos, it's chavitza. The problem is it's bigger than a kazayis. One second. One at a time. He asked a good question. That's an excellent question. Okay? The Prima Gadim, the Bialach and our Simon. I say our Simon, Kufsam and Chassi, good quotes the Prima Gadim. When do we determine the size? After you cook it, before you cook it? The Paiskim.
But it doesn't make a difference.
No, he's saying a very good point.
No.
Oh, he's right. He's right. I'm sorry. He's right. He is right. You know, the Bali Musa say, it's easy to say he's right. You have to say, I am wrong. I am wrong. He's right. I didn't think of that. I don't know how it is. Let me first answer Rabbi Chaim's question because it's going to resurface. You know what? Let's leave it, okay? Aryeh is right and I am wrong. It has Teresa de Nahama. He's right. If you would cook the pizza, I would be right. But now I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Okay. Homemade pizza is a Vade Hamoit. I don't know, but I know homemade pizza has to be the Nahama. Yeah. I think. No? No question about it. Okay. Fine.
What's this more sticking and then
the because there's no Teresa de Nahama. It's been fully processed, so why should it be Mitzahama? See, the assumption seems to be if you have a kazayas, and it's a mitzias, more than a kazayas always has Teresa de Nahama. I'm gonna get to that in a minute, okay? Because that's very important. But I'd rather get to that when we'll appreciate, okay? I'll answer part of it now and part of it later, okay? First of all, Maria, thank you very much. Pizza is a mighty because it has three sinahama. Now, one thing the Magen Avraham adds that I could tell you right now. The Magen Avraham adds, let's say you have a rum ball. I mean, that's my muscle. A rum ball, a major size rum ball, okay? Looks more like a softball, okay? We'll call it a softball. The same, it has a kazayas, but it's all breadcrumbs. When do we determine the deciding factor, kazayas? That's before you make it or after you make it. Zog de Magen Avraham, each individual crumb is less than a kazayas, and you stick it, then that's a mezaynus. In other words, you look at it, what you're doing before you make this chavitza. The chavitza that's ready made is really irrelevant. Small crumb, less than a kazayas, you combine it. That's a mezaynus. Lamasha will soon see in a moment challah kugel. Each piece is less than a kazayas, but you combined it, so that if that's a chavitza, that would be a mezaynus. If it doesn't have Teresa Nahama, correct. Well, we'll soon define Teresa Nahama, but I want to go systematically because when it's more, you know, we'll appreciate it more as we go along. Again, a cooked breadcrumb is a wonderful mussel of our shayla. If there's no Teresa de Nahama, it would be a mezaynus, because we pass it like Tosfos. I think we could assume bread crust has Teresa de Nahama. Okay? Breadcrumbs probably doesn't. Okay. There's a very fancy food, it's called hors d'oeuvres. Don't ask how to spell that. It's aganza krim etaksiv, how you spell it. But anyhow, that might be chavitza, depending how you make it. If you cook it, the breadcrumbs with the other foods, it would be a mezaynus. If it's not cooked, even if it's medubak, it's stuck with other foods, it has to reach the nehama.
If it's bread.
Right. I would never zaych to see hors d'oeuvres, so I have to be honest with you. I know how to spell it, but I never saw it.
If it's bread.
Oh, it's not bread.
I don't know.
Depends, yeah, right.
It's not
usually it's associated with today, hors d'oeuvres has taken a whole new meaning. It's any type of that food they want. Anyway, but it's a muscle of that could be a muscle of the, okay, the matzah, Bechlal matzah, as far as Mizrein, we pass in a mitzi. Chocolate covered matzahs, which of course is used as a snack, the chayr would be could be a mezaynus, but it's not. Why is it not? That the chayr is medubak, certainly, but then again, it's more than a kazayas, and it's teresa than a hava. Baruch Hashem, someone pointed out to me that the 12 cover matzahs are only made from egg matzahs. So the whole egg matzahs, the whole racious yitziras is a mezainah, so that's why 12 cover matzahs would be a mezainah for a different reason. But the fact that it's 12 covered is leimala v'leimayrit, aye, it's medubik, but it's more than a kazayas, and teresa than a hava. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's irrational. I mean, no one eats more than a kazayis. You don't bite into more than a kazayis. You always break it off. So it can't be determined kazayis the time you eat it. It has to be the time of the baking. That's the Prima Gadam has a suffix, and the Pais can say it has to be the time you process it, not when you're about to eat it. That doesn't make sense. Although, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, he quotes, in the Bialacha quotes the Prima Gadam. A very tricky question that I don't know if this ever existed until recently. Someone who's he travels, he's a mashgiach in kasha, whatever. He wants to have a decent meal. He doesn't want to have all these fast food type of things. So he takes along with him matzah meal, and he adds milk. What bracha you make on matzah meal cereal? I guess if you eat gebrach, you have this question. You take matzah. That's what you do. You break it up and you put it in milk. You have matzah cereal. What bracha would you make on the matzah meal cereal or the matzah cereal? It's not cooked. Bake. Matzah meal. So the eat. Both of them. But I'm giving. Was baked. Okay. That it sounds like it is technically, but not halachically. Tosis said you soaked it overnight until the water became white. From the bread. In other words, it soaked to the extent that the water became white. I don't believe you put matzah in milk, you crackle it, until it snap, pop, crackle, pop, you eat it. That considered Teresa?
It's white already.
Okay, that's true, but it's not. That doesn't have a bearing on halacha. So this matzah cereal, I think, is a definite hamoitzi. Because it has Teresa in hama, it's not soaked long enough. The matzah meal in the milk, that's more of a question. That might be medubak. Because if it becomes a big glob, perhaps that's Taisa's case of medubak. There's no teresa din hama, it's less than a kezayis. So that could be mezainis. See, the point is, you have to, it's the same. You don't need kibrutz, I guess, huh? You don't need kibrutz. You take matzah, you crack it up. The Chazon Ish says, "Kematzah is the yisoid. Matzah always retains its teresa din hama. If you ever make matzah brai, we'll soon see in a minute. You ever make matzah brai?
Yeah.
You can't recognize it.
Yeah, sure.
Chala, the inside of a chala is very quick to lose its appearance. Why? Because you see poppy seeds.
No, you see the bread.
You see the bread, or you know what it is." It's a big difference. Of course, a big difference. Challah loses its appearance quickly. Matzah retains it very long. That's the mitzias. Okay. Okay. Let's go further because, as I said, it gets. It doesn't have an appearance. Yeah, that's right. I would say matzah has no teresa din hama, but it's a mitzi because you didn't cook it. In other words, let's say that as a fact. I think that's correct. If you all agree, I guess we could say that today. Matzah meal doesn't have a teresa din hama to start with. So why, if I eat plain, it does come from matzah.
So
do you know? Have you ever seen matzah meal?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to be sederah?
No.
Okay, that's the point. Now the difference is.
You're telling me that matzah never changes from sederah. You just get an established fact.
I think that's correct in small pieces of matzah, like in matzah brai or in matzah cereal, but matzah meal is a fact that it does not have to be sederah. Correct. Now, so Reb Chaim is asking, so why does the Torah say a matzah meal you make a mitzi? But that's not a good question, no? The Torah writes the Pharisees, matzah meal is a mitzi even though it doesn't have tayal lechem. So the Torah obviously knew about the Gemara, I mean. But now it's less than a kezayis.
No.
Okay, so you're right. So you have to address it a little more.
Soap?
Oh, that's the answer. Nothing did to it. You didn't soak it. You didn't cook it, and you didn't even.
Well, you
Medubik it. Oh yeah. I see that at the cooking. Ah, Kneidach the Magen Avram said. My friend, you're mechavim to Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says if you cook a kneidel more than a kezayis, you have to wash. But right, but matzah. How big is your matzah now? Okay, that's the answer. It's less than a kezayis that none of the three alternatives were used. It wasn't cooked. It wasn't soaked, and it wasn't even medavik. So why should that? That's the whole lumdus here.
Is it combined with anything, matzah?
What?
Is it combined with anything, or
no one knows what's going on here? Avraham, you guys have been to the learning. Matzah meal is regular matzah that's ground.
So,
now, breadcrumbs. I want to again caution. Breadcrumbs. Most of them are made, you know, from scratch. Matzah meal. Take matzah. Put it in the blender. I looked at the ingredients. It's flour and oil and flavoring. It's a new yitzir.
Not bread.
By the time we finish today, we'll have three or four items that have no shaykhah to the name. Living, welcome to the Oilam HaShekah. How much grape and how much nut are there in grape nut flakes? Okay. How much fruit or leather is there in fruit leather? But that's not a bad joke because there's no fruit in fruit leather. But grape nut flakes is not grape or nuts, and breadcrumbs is not breadcrumbs. Why they? That's the answer to the question. That is precisely the answer to our question. Why? We ask the question. The Torah says you make a moitzi on breadcrumbs. So what's with Taisis with this Rabbeinu David that he made a mezainis? The answer is breadcrumbs itself is a moitzi. It remains it forever. It's only because you soaked it, you changed the mezias. Okay. Now let's move on to the, I guess a little more of the halach lamaisis. As we see, you have to do something to change it, okay? Another good marshal, and this is a very important marshal to mention because there is some confusion, but there really shouldn't be. What's the
question? If it's cooked.
Right.
There's no shita that holds its relevant that it's the reason the house.
That's Rashi shita. Like Toisvis, less than a kezayis is a clear cut mezainis, regardless if it has to be the
ham.
If it's cooked. That's a more than a gezayis. The Gemara never even considered this should be a mezayis. The Gemara twice spoke about this chavitza. The isbe gezayis, or the isbe gezayis hamoitzi. Again, the Gemara says, my havila, I forgot. Again, the Gemara says, the only consideration is less than a gezayis. More than a gezayis is a vade hamoitzi, lechola deyes, lechola matzavim shevoilam. Cooked, anything, even cooked. Bagels that are cooked are mezainis because it was never hamoitzi. Once something achieved the status of hamoitzi, it remains. I know, Rabbi Yankov told me something else, but your facts are wrong. Bagels are supposed to be cooked and then baked, okay? The cheaper bagels are only baked, not cooked. The better bagels are first cooked and then baked. There is no bagel that is only cooked. If that bagel would exist, that bagel that was never baked, only cooked, it would be a bari mina mezainis ayin igres maisha. Okay? Therefore, it wouldn't be pasakim, it would be bishalakim, a whole different metzias.
Trying to cook, by the way, is that only cooked or is it fried?
That's part of the sugya. Okay, that's the end of it. But again, what you asked and you asked are two different worlds. Rabbi Yankov, if you're talking about a bagel that's cooked, I don't think you mean that was never baked. You mean that was baked and then cooked. Correct? Definitely. If you would cook it and eat it, it would be a mezainis. Because it never was hamoitzi. I ate more than a gezayis, so was lakshin. If you have a massive lakshin the size of a football that was cooked, you make a mezainis. The whole shmuz of today, once it was hamoitzi, does it change? But if it never was hamoitzi, nothing to talk about. Okay, that's very, very important. Let me give you a few mashalim so you can understand it a little better, okay? Croutons, people ask, what's the brach on croutons? Good question, but the answer is simple, Baruch Hashem. No confusion. Most croutons today, I'm not saying all because that's an irresponsible statement. I didn't check up and things change. But to my knowledge, all commercial croutons are mezainis. Why is that? It comes from bread. You can see bread crusts on it. People ask that question.
How's it made?
Oh, so that's in Hilchos Baruch, that's the smartest question you could ever ask. How is it made? Let me quote you, okay? from one of the boxes. Not all croutons are created equal. You hear a gaiva? That's what they wrote. Take a look, okay? I'm not telling you the brand. This is made from specially formulated dough that enables the croutons, these croutons, there's a lot of, PR begins at home, that's what they say. These croutons with the hey idea to retain their crispiness much longer. In other words, it never was bread, never will be bread. It looks like bread, and I've seen this. It has a crust appearance. They make it a thicker dough, bake it, everything is fine and boil, but it never was bread. They bake big loaves of thick, dense bread, and they make it smaller pieces.
Why was it never bread?
It was never eaten as bread. It could never, because unless you have a lot of extra teeth, you're not going to eat this as bread.
Because it's thick?
Yeah, you break your teeth out, yeah.
So
it's a thick...
One of the definitions of bread, it has to be thin?
No, but what bracha you make on pretzels and cake and everything else? Pretzels, biscuits, cookies, the works. Why? Nothing to do with that. Pretzel is more hamaiti than matzah. You know why? Because hamaiti is only flour and water, and pretzel is flour, water, and yeast. You never knew that. I don't even until I learned the sugya. It's nothing to do with ingredients. That's the insight that we. It has to be made as bread. Sure. Sure. And we'll speak about it again. That's a big. That's the insight we'll talk about in Mezainis role. It's a fascinating sugya. We have to leave that for now. But the thing is, it has to be made as bread to be eaten as bread. Okay? Nothing to do with ingredients. I'm telling you, pretzel is more mighty than matzah in the ingredients. Getting back, so therefore these croutons are avadei mezainis. Just like flatbread, I don't want to tell you any secrets, is not made by taking a piece of bread and taking an 18-wheel tractor trailer and driving over it. It's not bread that's flattened. It was made originally as a flatbread. It's called flatbread, so call it what you want. There's no shaykh to the bread. Okay. In sharp contrast to that, and I'm afraid to say this because there are so many tapes, but I want to say this with a clause. Landau's supermarket makes garlic bread. I'm just saying, right? Now, that is hamoitzi. I'm singling out Landau's because I know about it and it has a good heksha. But maybe they're going to change the time you're listening to this tape, whoever you are. It could be 10 years from now. But right now, they make a called Landau's garlic bread. That is made from bread. You look at it. You could see white bread, you could see rye bread, you could see challah, you could see sesame seeds, poppy seeds, you could see everything. They do. They take the original bread, they cut it to slices, small squares, just like croutons. They add garlic and they bake it. And they rebake it until it's a crispy crouton. And they correctly call it garlic bread, not croutons, because it is garlic bread and it is avadei hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Gevald, it's less than a kezayis, it's flavored. What's the answer to that?
It
was rebaked. That only reinforces the Shem HaMaitzi. So thank you, Landau, for making that product. That's a Vade HaMaitzi. If there's something comparable to that, it will be the same. But to my knowledge, whether it's Mediterranean, whether this flavor or that, they make Mediterranean croutons, right? If it wasn't from bread, it's a Vade Mezainis. So let's move on. Why I found something similar, which will be very, very vital piece of information. There is the Beis David, the Kaf HaChaim, if you want to see it, the Kaf HaChaim, and Kuf Samaches, Sifkatan Pegim, quotes a Beis David that speaks about a bishkugush, a very interesting food, that was regular lechem that was baked in the oven and rebaked to make it a crisp cracker. Zok the Beis David, I don't care, the texture does not bother me now. It was bread that was made to be eaten as bread. It's hamaitzi. In other words, to put that in practical terms, someone has a bad stomachache, v'yaleinu. He takes a piece of bread from the freezer and he toasts it and toasts it and toasts it until it's mamish hard as a flatbread. What would be the bracha on that? Hamaitzi. He didn't cook it. He didn't. What? Belita rubis. Oh. Why is flatbread different? Again, important to mention because it was never bread. Okay. Someone asked, Reb Chaim just asked this. Let's put Reb Chaim's question with a little more practicality. Let's say I take these Landau's garlic bread and I put it in my hot soup. Cooking. Shlomo Zalman says cooking doesn't have to be for 10 hours. Cooking for a minute is cooking. Why can't I say my Landau's, better yet, I want to have Sunday night a good supper. Take my chicken soup, put pieces of bread, into my chicken soup. If it's more than a kezayis hamaitzi, I'll take less than a kezayis. Is that true? And why not? Zok the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Nun Beis. When we say bishul, it has to be halachically bishul. Kli sheni is never bishul. Your chicken soup in a bowl is a kli sheni, or maybe even kli shlishi. That's not bishul. And therefore, the answer is it's not bishul. If you would take the same bread, the same crouton, and put it into that soup on the fire, you would be right. What? Excellent. Excellent question. The answer to that question is soaking is kavush kimevushel. Yes, yes. The Rechashulchan says it doesn't have to be as long, 24 hours, as long as the whiteness comes out of the bread. But that is the understanding of it. It's a mitzias, it's an equivalent of bishel. Yeah. If you put the bread in water, in hot soup on a pot for 1 minute, that's bishel. If you soak it for 1 minute, that's garnished. Soaking is without the medium of heat, you have to wait till it's covered kim avushel. While bishel is real bishel. Okay, now we have the metzias, it has to be cooked, not cooked substitute, okay? Challah kugel and stuffing is a very complex question. Why? I think we should know now we have the information, this should be really self-explanatory. Challah kugel is made by soaking the challah, and then you add ingredients. How long is it soaked is crucial. How long do they soak it depends on each balabusta. Epstein Mazalman in the same Baruch in the back, there are tshuvas, very important tshuvas. In Simen Yud, in the tshuvas in the back of the same bracha, he says, the minig ha'olam is to make a mezaynus on challah kugel. In other words, it's not a clear cut amaitzi. There are too many. What? Good question. I was about to say that. It's not a, as in my middle word, it's not a clear cut amaitzi because it's rebaked. And rebaking is always the amaitzi word. It's definitely rebaked. It's soaked, you squeeze out the water, you add oil and eggs and the cinnamon, whatever it is, and it's rebaked. So mitzarecha, the baking process would make it amaitzi, but it was once soaked. And he says you add flavoring, you make it like a cake substitute. He says it, and very hesitantly, the minigah oilam is to make a mezayin.
Well,
correct.
Even though we said it could never lose its amount.
Soaking? Soaking process. Ah, you rebaked it, so you rebaked the mezayin. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Lamed Zayin speaks about a tegacht. And he says, if he bowed his note Teresa the Nahama, it's a vade mezaynis, and don't worry about it. So what? Soaking with nataris. No, he says shvarim ketanim. There's no kezayis, and you add bayim and shuman, and you fry it, and there's no teresa the nahama. No, but he says there's no teresa the nahama. Correct. Plus, it's less than a kezayis.
A vag.
Oh yeah. More than a kezayis. See, I didn't find this before. The Chazanish Kamat says this. More than a kezayis, the assumption is Teresa the Nahama. Now, my guess would be scientifically, if it has no Teresa the Nahama, it would fall apart. So it would be less than. No, so that's a good question. 1 second. Teresa, the kezayis is determined by the time you process it. It's only the chavitza, the sticking. Then we said, if you eat a few pieces, you stick together, that's fine. But generally, kezayis is determined the time of processing it.
So how kugel would be kezayis?
No. You don't soak big pieces of...
Oh, not big pieces, but the whole... You put together...
All together, you have a kezayis.
That whole kugel is a kezayis. Before you bake it,
it's a kezayis of small pieces that are not
hamaitzi. Each one is not
hamaitzi. Yeah. So what are you doing?
No, but you're making one tasha.
So what?
You make luxury. You soaked it.
Once you soaked it was ois hamaitzi, right. Finished. You can't recreate hamaitzi.
Right.
See, it's very... Well, yeah, of course.
That
taigach.
The body practice
It was fried. We'll soon see a minute. It was fried. We'll soon see fried. You're right. You're very on the ball. But the point is, once it lost its hamaitzi, it's finished. You can't recreate hamaitzi. Okay. Good. I will get back to your statement. You have a good point. I want to say one bit of information. Okay, French toast is always hamaitzi, basically. First of all, it's more than a kazayas. And even if you make pieces less than a kazayas, why is it vade hamaitzi? Teresa didn't have matzah.
Does that lose it by frying it?
No.
Why is frying
it? Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. I said that statement very comfortably, which is not so true. Let's say you want to have a good breakfast, you don't want to wash. You want to have a mezaynez bread. So my suggestion is take the piece of bread, cut it in a piece less than a kazayas, which is, we assume a half of a slice of rye bread is a kazayas. So cut a piece off, make it less than a kazayas, and fry it or deep fry it. Would that make it a bayre mina mezaynez? Now why am I saying fry or deep frying it? We said something very clearly that it has to be cooked. Okay, baked only compounds the problem. What is the status of frying in halacha? If frying would be like cooking, so you have a wonderful mezaynez. French toast less than a kazayas. Zokta Mishnah Berurah. That's right.
Nispashel. As opposed to frying, it still has it.
Who told you frying is not cooking? Maybe the Paiskim say the following. I really want to finish. Let me talk. Zok the Paiskim, deep fried, which means you take it into, put it, you fully submerge it in oil, like you do French fries and all these things, all these fried foods. That is vade bishel, mali bishel maya, mali bishel shemen. Deep fried is vade hamaitzi, vade mezaynus. So if you would deep fry a French toast less than a kazayas, you could eat a mezaynus and comfortable like Taisus and the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi, no, but halacha, you have a mezaynus French toast. The Mishnah Berurah says in our Sifkat Nun Vav, that's only deep fried. Regular fried is in between. And don't treat that as a vadei bishul, because it's not. The truth is, it's not. You see it, the mitzvah is not. Therefore, French toast almost always is a vadei hamaitzi. Somebody asked me, can I make hamaitzi on the French toast, or do I have to go take a piece of bread? You can make hamaitzi on French toast because it's more than a kazayas. Nothing to talk about. And less than a kazayas is if it's deep fried. Yes, if it's not, then maybe you can make a bracha on bread. French toast?
Egg.
Nah, about 5 seconds. How long? No, the soaking process has to be till it changes it, till loses it the appearance of bread. French, that's French toast. No. Soaking is not just like a mixer. Once you're in, you become tar. No, not getaveled. Only bishul from it now. Matzah brei is much more of a suffix. Why? Why is matzah brei much more of a suffix? First, that's one reason. That's one reason to the other side. Why is matzah brei more of a bari mina mezaynus? First of all, it's always less than a kazayis. Plus, it's supposed to be soaked in water. Okay. But the problem is not soaked long enough. That's why matzah brei is never changed. I fried it. The answer is frying is a suffix. So if someone wants to make matzah brei, if you do it, it's a vade mezaynus. Could they do it? Okay, do it. If you want a vade matzah brei that's vade mezaynus, I'll give you an etzah. Take the matzah, instead of soaking in cold water, put it in a pot on the fire of hot water. Bishul. So then those matzah pieces are vade mezaynus. Chaimis, you made it into a mitzi, you made it into a kazayas, you baked it, it's all irrelevant. It lost it, it's once it's lost, it's lost. Okay, we're doing fine, I want to finish, I think we will finish. Okay. That's my next point. Either you looked at the notes or you have Ruach HaKadosh. Almost my next point. Someone asked me what he says, a very funny question. And when I hear that, I get nervous because usually it's funnier than they think. But this one, rather, had a lot of merit to it. His question was, today they make breadcrumbs. They put it into, whether it's streamings or broccoli or shlishkes, breadcrumbs into vegetables, for Marshall. They have to make a mighty lechem in Eretz. And that sounds ludicrous. Make a mighty on streamings. But why is he not right? It's breadcrumbs. And again, I told him, if you use breadcrumbs that are bought, forget it. It's a mezainis. He took mama's bread and ground it up. So you have to wash? Can I quote you? You're going to become famous.
Why not?
Oh, no, that's the answer. First of all, it was cooked. Second of all, it's medubik. It's medubik with the streamings. Zuck the Kenyan Torah for two reasons. In other words, the Heintiger Shlishkis is a taisvis of chavitza. That's the beauty. It's medubak. It was cooked with oil, so it's flavored, nachnach besa. So, mamish, in other words, oh, you don't know what Shlishkis is? Okay. You're missing out a lot, my friend. Find out. Okay. If theoretically, if you would take breadcrumbs, challah, listen to this, and this is true. If you would take breadcrumbs, challah, onto ice cream to give it a bread flavoring, you would need Rabbi Yankov. But besides that, that would be amaitzi. Be amaitzi. I don't see why not, unless it's medubit. So if it's medubit, yeah, but pashit, breadcrumbs is the way it began, the Torah you make amaitzi. Okay. Two more points I want to mention. One point which I said earlier, and I'm going to explain this. Zok the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham learns the Gemara carefully and closely. Something that's hamoitzi, something that's a kezayis, is a closed case. Vadai hamoitzi. Kezayis is a clear-cut hamoitzi no matter what you did with it. Zok the Magen Avraham. And I prove from the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, let's say, tochna ofa ubishla. Right? You first ground it, you baked it, and then you made it into, you cooked it. If you have a kezayis, it's a moitzi. Zog the Magen Avraham, problem. What do we do with a knedel that's a kezayis? Knedel comes from matzah meal, which is, of course, a moitzi. Now it's a kezayis. So why should a matzah ball not be a moitzi lechem in Eretz? That would apply to matzah cakes, and chremzel, and matzah bread, anything with matzah meal. Zok the Magen Avraham should be a mighty because now it has a kezayis. And his raya is in this Gemara. No, why is he not accepted? Excellent. Zok the Eben Oizah, it's not true. The Gemara that said that if you have a kezayis, is a mighty because it always was a kezayis, it always was bread, never lost its status. So you want to say the cooking process will remove that a mighty? That's not true. Here is punkt faket. You started with breadcrumbs that is less than a kezayis. How do you want to elevate that to make that hamoitzi? I is less than a kezayis. I you added oil. The teretz is you cooked it. Cooking makes it a mezainis, not a hamoitzi. I, the cooking, makes it a kezayis. Cooking does not make a mezainis into a mighty. I, the Gemara that the Magen Avraham quotes that if it's a kezayis, a mighty, because it never lost the mighty. But here is punk fakert. But Taker Reb Chaim would be right that let's say you have a matzah meal bread. People have this; they eat kebrutz. They make matzah meal without sugar, without, and they bake it. L'chol hadayis, that would be hamaitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Because it's baked, not cooked. It's not, that's right. Okay. Well, cake is a problem, because cake, we have just like sponge cake and chocolate cake, the fact that it was made as a snack would be a mezainis. Ah, you'll say, I baked it, I didn't cook it, 1 second. When you initially made it, you medabek it with other ingredients. So at that point, it lost its shem mezainis. Shem amaitzi. Shem pas. That's right. Because the Magen Avraham was the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham? You're going to just disregard a Magen Avraham? The Chacham Seif would not make a Maitzi on Knedel. He made Knedel less than a Kezayis. That's what he did. In deference to the Magen Avraham sack. But no one make a Maitzi on Knedel until further notice. The point is either make a less than a Kezayis or you rely on other Shitas. One last point, Achron Chaviv, just give me just two more moments. A beautiful Inyan where you see you have to be on the ball. Pashat, you always have to be on the ball, but for this Sugi especially. We saw the following conclusions. Let's just review, because this is negated to many products. Something that is bread remains bread. And we saw even a breadcrumb. And we saw a base David, even if you take bread and you toast it until it's a thin, brittle cracker, this is all irrelevant. Bread is bread. I flat bread, I croutons, it never was bread. So that's basically the rule of thumb. Now the problem is, today there are many products, amongst them bagel chips, Melba toast, that apparently should be avade hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Now, just to fill you in on the facts, bagel chips are made from bagels that are sliced, dried, and subsequently rebaked to give it that texture. Again, bagels, sliced, dried, not soaked, dried, and then baked with flavoring. This should be hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. You're going to say, wait a minute, lasinikazayas. It's medubik with the oil and the garlic. Well, first of all, it's medubik later, but anyhow. But that's all irrelevant. This wasn't... never lost its Shem HaMaitzi. It's a thin, brittle cracker. I'll tell you the Beis David. The Beis David says a thin... once it was bread, it's bread, even if you can't, if it's only a cracker now. In other words, it would be HaMaitzi Lechem Min Haaretz Midin HaGemara. That less than a kezayis that's not cooked is a mighty. And that's why many paiskim, the Pischei Halach in the back, writes twice he feels bagel chips and melbatos a mighty lechem in ours. Even if you use it for a snack, if you take a piece of bread, less than a kezayis, you toast it and add jam and peanut butter and you have it for a snack for 11 o'clock recess, you make a mighty. Melbatos is the exact same thing. It's made in loaves like white bread and they slice it and they make the same process. Why do many people make a mazaynes? This is the beauty of it, because every bit of information is going to be used. First of all, Zaktev Shleim Zalman, and this is in a tshuva in the back of the same bracha, the whole yesoid is, if it was bread, I stress that, Bianca brought it up earlier, if it was bread, it never loses the bread. A bagel, that you want to cook it and do whatever, once it was a mitzi. We said a product called croutons is not a mitzi. Why? Never was bread. Zakev Shem Zalman, let's say I have a bread that was never bread. What does that mean? These bagels, to make bagel chips, are regular bagels. They taste like bagels, look like bagels. The only catch is, they were not made to be eaten as bagels. That's the key word. In other words, this is a chiddush. It's a novel chiddush of his. These bagels were made only to make bagel chips. But they can be eaten. If the guy working in the process gets hungry and he eats one, he had a good piece of bagel. But it was not made to be bread. So do we look at the halacha, stop it in mid-process and say, ring the bell, it was bread? Well, no, it wasn't bread. In other words, the croutons never had the texture of bread. That's a clear-cut designer. This is an in-between. Zaktev Shleim Zalman, I would venture to say, if it never had the function of bread, it doesn't have the halacha of bread. And therefore the slicing and later processing would render it similar to croutons. The Makar Bracha, I wish I had time to go through Barichas, but in Makar Bracha, in the new print, in Simen Samach Tes, proves this brilliantly. Okay, he says that he found a Beis David, that's a very rare name, but we heard it today, right? A Beis David that speaks about biscuits. And the Beis David says biscuits is a mezainis. Why? It was regular flour, water, regular yeast dough. Because since they bake it and bake it until it's a cracker, it's a mezainis. So Frag the Makar Bracha, this is strange. The same Beis David says biskou gush. The bread that was made into toast is a mighty. So why biscuit different? So he proves it from his French dictionary. Biscuit is a conjunction of two words. Bi always means two. Bifocal, right? Biscuit is twice baked. The biscuit was never bread. They initially baked it twice to make it a cracker. Right away. That's a mezainis. But the biskou gush was a regular bread that you decided to make it into a cracker. But it was a chalei shem bread. Chalei shem bread is a bari minim, is a mitzi. And you can't be mafkir unless you process it by cooking it. So this would apply to melba toast and bagel chips. Bagel chips has an additional cooler, hopefully, I hope. Some of them are deep fried. The slices are deep fried. If that would be the case, it's a vadi mezainis. The only problem is you look at the boxes, they say beferish, no oil used, in other words, eat gesundheit, your cholesterol level will not rise. So then you got a problem, you have to come on to the first cooler. One more thing, I want to finish the time. One more thing. So therefore, basically, that's the assumption, okay? Grape nut flakes is the dessert of today, because it's something that you have to know Every mitzvah helps, you should know. But this particularly. Somebody asked me if grape nut flakes is a problem of yayin nesach. I told I never heard of grape nut flakes, but it doesn't seem like it's a yayin nesach issue. I did some homework. Grape nut flakes, you look at the box, the way they describe it, they make it in a way that mamish is supposed to be the most healthiest food that ever existed, mamish, since it's a whole, it's so complicated. The more complicated it is, they lose you, and you think, yeah, you must know what they're talking about. But it's a whole complicated process why it's mamish, there's no grape in it, and there's no nut in it. It's a heavy, dense bread material, not material, bread ingredients, that's baked and that's crumbled and a ganza maisa to make it mamish chayish kadashim of foods. There's no grape and there's no nut, and halacha it's not hamoitzi. You know why? Because it never was bread. It's made exactly like bread, but it has all the miles of bread without the whole lumdus. That would be a vade mezainis, like pretzels, flat bread, and croutons. So we see the determining factors. You have to learn the sugya properly and know the metzias. But once it was bread, it's a totally different picture. If something was made not l'shem bread, we have the suffix of garlic, those little chips, bagel chips and that. If something was bread, to change it, you have one or three ways, either cooking, soaking, or medabiking, then it would be a mezainis. Thank you. What? Chalakugel l'maisa is a good suffix. It's a very good suffix. I'm telling you, the minig oilam, if it's flavored and it's soaked, you can make a mezainis.
Once again, the matzah
milk. It's hard to answer these because every way is made differently. If stuffing is soaked for a considerable time and it's cooked, how do you make a stuffing? Do you bake it or cook it? I don't get personal, but that's another thing. I will tell you the biggest question I have of all this today's sugya is, like you said, chalakula. I see you very perceptive. That bars, I keep on stressing, I'm not taking the blame for it. In Ashraga, in all camps, they give it, it's mamish, a very kraftige piece of kugel. It's full of bread. A little bit, they put a little bit to cinnamon, and they put a piece of apple on top to make it fit. But that's a kraft, and it's baked.
Does it have to reach the
analysis? It really doesn't. It really doesn't. I'll have it today. I'll tell you next week's sugi, if you're interested, I can tell you if those that don't have the paper. It's the Gemara and the Aflamet Ches, almost high Dufsha the Tamari. Talk about juices in Mir Hashem. And then the Gemara speaks about Terima. Terima is probably today literally 10, if not hundreds of products. Vegetables, fruit that have been changed through processing. Terima is again the first half of the Gemara. Okay? Tamari Vabdinu Terima, that Gemara. It will focus on that and the Shulchan Aruch. I'll give him Amar Kaimis, but that's the gate to all the snacks and applesauce and hundreds of others.
Not the
I want to finish with Chaim first, one second, because he's in a rush. Again.
We didn't define Teresa
the Nehama. Oh, okay, right. Teresa the Nehama is the Shulchan Aruch says there's no Taya left.
Yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch quotes Taisis. If the water becomes white, there's no longer Teresa, which is very hard to figure out. The Madana Yantif and Brachis our Gemara, that's Simen Vav Ois Ches, if you want to look it up, says the following. The Gemara says, Mizman Sha Prusa Kayamais. The Varachan Amoitzi, Eina Prusa Kayamais, to make him a Zainais. He defines that. What does it mean, Eina Prusa Kayamais? When you pick up that bread soaked in water, it falls apart. Yeah? Wait a minute. He's talking about Prusa's Kayamais. The definition is you pick it up, it falls apart. Does that have any bearing on Teresa the Nehama?
Good.
I don't think so. That's talking about the Gemara Prusa's Kayamais. But the Pische Halacha says, the Madani Yantif defines this as that, you could follow Azachan. So he's smarter than me, you could rely on that. I would believe. Oh, thank you. You want my tie also? I would think that there's a difference between Teresa the Nehama and Prusa's Kayamai means that it's just remained intact. You think it does?
I don't know what
unless you have bread crust.
Does it mean it has to be look like
No, no, he doesn't know, because even a breast has two
sides.
Teresa Din Hama, this I can tell you clearly. Teresa Din Hama means not you told to your child, like Chacham, like Tifrish. What is this? That's not Teresa Din Hama. But Rai, you're taking a breadcrumb, he's not going to know what it is. Okay? Teresa Din Hama means the processing has rendered this no longer recognizable as bread. If you take bread and you put a lot of eggs, you make a French toast, and no one, I don't know what this is. What this is. That's what? Rashi. That's Rashi. Okay, good.